The podcast you're about to listen to includes graphic stories of sex, kink, and or gender. If you're against those things, stop listening right now. But if you're for those things, go ahead and yell out really loudly, "Hell's yeah with cheese!" Why are all those people looking at you?
But I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story of Disney villains and drugs from returning storyteller Sarah Newsom. How's your week going? I want to tell you about some new stuff that I have going on, because if you're as lonely as I am right now, I'm really thrilled to have new ways to connect with you. The loss of live shows means that I don't get to see you in person if you're in the Bay Area or if you're in Seattle. It means I don't get to hug you. I don't get to catch up with you. And I still really want to do that. So let me tell you about ways that we can connect with each other. I have started a new business called Storytelling for Self-Discovery. I started working with a new client yesterday, and I'm really excited about how it's going. He has booked me ongoing because he said, "I've worked with therapists for years and years, and I want somebody who is gut honest." And boy, that is probably going to be me, because I'm pretty damn honest. Feels like a little tiny bit of success, and I could really use some success right now, so I'm kind of riding the high of that. I also have a Storytelling Uncensored workshop coming up this Sunday, October 18th. I have timed it so it's in the middle of the day, so if you're on the East Coast, you can attend. If you're on the West Coast, you can attend. I tried to do my best to make it at a time where everybody could be part of it. But doors are closing soon. So if you'd like to join me to learn how to talk about sex and story in a way that feels good, that's relatable, that's inclusive. You know that feeling. You've tried so many times to tell one of those super risque stories and everybody looks at you like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I can teach you how to get around that. And then finally, our next live stream is going to be on Saturday, October 24th. The theme is Wicked, because that's right before Halloween. I just got pitched a story about kink and voting. And we're also going to have comedian Joe Klosik tell that story. We had to cancel our last live stream. Marty had a death in the family, and the live stream fell on the same day as the funeral. So we have moved Joe Klosik to our next show, and we're so excited to have him. We are also going to have erotic artist Nadia Vanilla and more. I hope you'll join us on Saturday, October 24th. There is a link for Storytelling for Self-Discovery, a link for the Storytelling Uncensored workshop, and a link for tickets to the next live stream. Have at it. Do you miss feeling powerful? With so much in our lives feeling outside our power, here's something that puts you in control. Uberlube. Uberlube offers long-lasting performance when you want it, and then it quickly dissipates without leaving a sticky residue. It's not just a lube. It feels like a nice moisturizer when you're finished, and you are in control of how long it lasts. Lube is magic, isn't it? And it's the key to maximizing pleasure, whether you're alone or with a partner. And if you're gonna lubricate your bits, do it with the highest quality, most body-safe ingredients. And that's Uberlube. Uberlube is a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. It's really just silicone with a little vitamin E. It's great for all kinds of play: vaginal, anal, oral. I love all those kinds of play. And Uberlube won't stain your clothing or bedding. Any spills can be easily cleaned with detergent and water. There's no flavor, no scent, and the bottle's measured pumps allow you to dispense the perfect amount of product every time, even in the dark. It works so well underwater, so rub one out in a warm bath. I love climbing into my clawfoot tub with some Uberlube. It's safe and effective to use with condoms, and it's latex compatible. Uberlube provides just the right amount of slip while still allowing for skin-on-skin sensations. I am such a fan of Uberlube. Uberlube offers long-lasting performance when you want it. You are in control. And right now, they're offering Body Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use my code DIXIE at uberlube.com. Uberlube lets you feel what you want to feel. You are in charge. So order a fresh bottle of Uberlube and remember, 10% off and free shipping. Just use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. I know you love stories, so let's talk about this week's storyteller. Sarah Newsom is a Bay Area native and middle school math teacher. Her interests include 90s hip-hop, denim overalls, and documentaries about medical tourism. She discovered body storytelling a few years ago during a road trip to Seattle. This is her second time on the body stage, but this long-time socially awkward sexual misfit has so many stories. This story is from Sarah Newsom.
I love it. All right. So I'm in my boyfriend's kitchen in the Lower Haight, and I'm wearing this cute little cotton dress, no panties, and I'm slicing up some really bougie Dutch cheese and putting together a charcuterie because tonight I get to play a French aristocrat bitch and I'm gonna fuck my farm boy in every room in my massive estate. I have been planning this for a week. I've been working on my French accent. I've worked hard to put together this really strange collection of meat and fruit and cheese. And my boyfriend Clyde comes in the kitchen and he's wearing his distressed pants and a dirty tank top and his work boots and suspenders. And he's curling his mustache. And he comes up behind me and he whispers in my ear, "You know what? I'm just gonna fuck you here in the kitchen with my boots on." And I'm thinking, no, I have a narrative, there's a story, you're gonna lick my boots later, you know, you're gonna feed me grapes while I'm naked in bed, and then you're gonna paint me, maybe. No. And, you know, I can't think straight when his hand is literally moving up my thigh and he's starting to finger me to death. So we just start fucking in the kitchen, and the charcuterie is now gone. There's prosciutto on the floor, and the grapes are rolling off the table, and there's brie between my fingers, and he just comes. And yeah, it's great, but man, that was my moment, Clyde. That was my moment. And so I tell him, you know, like, you're an actor, you can get creative, you know, you can do accents. I feel like we could have a lot of fun with role play, like just more of the play part instead, you know, I just want the role. And so he said, yeah, like, let's do something really fun this weekend. And you can call the shots this time. I know I kind of like steamrolled you, but you know, I was just in the moment. And so I said, oh shit, you know, I can't this weekend. Oh, I have to go to Disneyland this weekend. Oh. Flash forward, I'm in Anaheim, where my sister has put together a girls' weekend to Disneyland, and I want to kill myself, because to me, Disneyland is cringy, it's corporate, it's gross. To my sister, it's the happiest place on earth. And my sister, Rachel, she's 5'5", red hair, freckles. She does entertainment in New York, so she talks a mile a minute, and she walks about 1,000 miles per hour, and she is ready to go. She is super hyped. I text my friend Sean from the hotel saying, hey, I know you live around here. I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow. Help. Sean texts me, I've got drugs. Come to Applebee's. So I meet Sean at Applebee's, clearly. And he's telling me, you know what, you're going to need all your serotonin for Disneyland, so let's not do Molly. You know what, these are some high-class boomers. Shroom your nuts off. Have a great time at Disneyland. Great. So I head back to the hotel, got my shrooms on me, and my sister has no clue that this is going to be a great trip. Yes. So we wake up the next morning, and my sister has a full itinerary of everything we're going to do, all the rides, all the cast members, and I'm trying to figure out in this schedule, when the fuck am I going to do the mushrooms? Like, it feels weird to do drugs at Disneyland in the bathroom where there's kids and there's like a toddler who's putting his head underneath the stall to look, and there's like stroller in there. Maybe there's Disney police. I don't know. I don't know these things. So my only chance is to do my mushrooms, all of them, in the bathroom at the Starbucks at Downtown Disney at 7:30 in the morning. So while my sister's getting her mocha frappuccino, I'm having a savory moment on the toilet, turning this Ziploc bag inside out and shoving these mushrooms inside of my mouth, which tastes like the gauze or the bandage that mummies are wrapped in, so like ancient and disgusting. So, all right, took the shrooms, I'm ready to go. And we get to the gates at Disneyland, and I'm feeling fine, everything's great. Yeah, oh, the music, oh God, there's like thousands of people here already, God. My sister's like, ah, yes, we're gonna do the Indiana Jones ride. Okay, yeah, that's fine. And as we're waiting in line, I immediately, like, the shrooms are kicking in, I start to get the yawns. I don't know if anyone's ever gotten the yawns when they're on shrooms. You're like, oh. Oh. And my sister's like, do you want coffee? I can get you a Diet Coke. Did you get enough sleep last night? Oh my God, this ride is gonna wake you right up. And I'm like, oh, your mouth is moving so fast, Rachel, please slow down. So Indiana Jones ride's fine, and then we like do whatever that Cars thing is at California Adventure, and we do like Pirates of the Caribbean, which like smells like a middle school dance. I don't know how else to describe the smell inside of Pirates of the Caribbean. And by the time we get to Space Mountain, I'm talking to God. I am tripping so hard. And when you're on shrooms, it like slows everything down. And the last place you want to be is on a roller coaster that's going really fast in the pitch black. It's just not happening for me. It's not happening. So I tell my sister, you know what? Oh, my tummy. Oh, must have been the Dole Whip. Oh, I need to sit down. And so I tell her, go enjoy, you know, have fun. I'm sitting down, and I plant myself in front of the Dumbo ride, which I'm like, okay, this is a safe place for me. There's colors. It's fine. And I start creating backstories for each of the fiberglass Dumbos that are flying by. These are my shroom thoughts. And I'm like, that one is a yoga instructor who's a vegan and a secret Trump supporter. And that Dumbo is a non-binary anarchist. And that Dumbo works for Google. Oh my God. And then I realize, oh my God, I've been sitting here for like 90 fucking minutes. Someone's reported me. Someone has called me in. I need to move. This is no longer a safe place. I need to move. And so I start walking, and I see this guy with dreads, and he's kind of like walking like he's drunk, and I'm like, I'm gonna follow that party. Yeah, I know they serve alcohol here somewhere. I'll find it. And I walk up to him, and he has like a following of children. And I'm like, what? There's children following this drunk guy? Where are your adults? This is just not responsible. Well, it turns out it's Captain Jack Sparrow. I've been following Captain Jack Sparrow around thinking, man, he's got a great ass. And then my mushroom thoughts took me to, I'm gonna sit down and write down a full list of every Disney dude I would totally fuck. Aladdin, he can do parkour, so clearly he's an animal in the sack. Two, Gaston, yeah, he's a misogynist, but I would fuck the toxic masculinity right out of him. And then Beast, I mean, what's going on under that fur there? Seriously, I know it's something good. I know it's something good. And I'm going to shave that fur off and I'm going to wear it like a thong. Okay, anyhow. So I'm getting really horny on mushrooms at Disneyland. And I'm like, oh my God, this is wrong. I text my boyfriend Clyde. I'm like, let's do some Disney shit when I get back. Nothing. Silence. Like, not even an emoji. Like, or nothing. I get nothing. So I go back to my hotel room, defeated, coming down, severely dehydrated, and I pray to God that this was all a dream. Wake up the next morning, thank my sister for the wonderful trip to Disneyland, and I head back to San Francisco where I meet up with Clyde. And Clyde goes, you know what? Disney shit, let's do it. I've always considered myself a Gaston type. And I'm like, yeah, you're kind of an asshole like that, but that's kind of hot. No, I'm thinking you're going to be Prince Eric and I'm going to be Ursula. And I'm going to suck the voice out of you no matter what hole I have to put my mouth on. Yes. And he's nodding. He's like, You know, no, better idea. I'm the captain of the wrestling team and you're my AP English teacher. And I'm like, oh, God, really, dude? Come on. I'm a teacher. That's like every dude's fantasy. Oh, fine. I don't know. Like, okay, you come see me for extra credit. Your cock looked really good in that tight, is it called a singlet? I don't know. I was like not into it. And as I'm like sucking his dick, there's these thoughts rolling around in my head of like, what? Fuck that. No. You're going to be Ursula, damn it. Ready or not, here comes Mama. And that's when I went full Ursula on him. I mounted him, I sat on his dick, and I stuck my hand in his mouth. He was very surprised, probably scared also. No safe word, that's fine. So I take my hand out, I grab him by the balls, and I'm so tempted to be like, poor unfortunate scrotum, it's mine, it's true. But I don't want to ruin the moment, don't want to ruin the moment. So then I spit in his mouth, and no safe word, this is awesome. Hand back in the mouth, finger in his butthole, I am taking control and it is fucking awesome. The only thing I'm missing are like the two eels, like the henchmen that are like my service bottoms that can like lick my nipples while I'm doing all this, but that's all right, that's another fantasy. Hit me up later if you wanna make that happen. So I come really hard, clearly, because this is great. And then Clyde immediately flips me over and just lizard brain fucks me. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of sex where it's just like, like just blah. Yeah, it was that kind of sex. I don't know how else to describe it. And that was cool too. I mean, I was blissed out. I was like, I was no longer Ursula. I was like a sparkly cuttlefish. Like, yeah, this is great. And then he like props himself up and he goes, man, that was cool. But you know what? I can't see myself with someone like that who does things like that. I didn't know you were that type of girl, Sarah. I'm really sorry, but I don't think I can do this. No, that's right. He broke up with me with his dick still inside me. There's a first time for everything. But here's the thing. It's like, I know in the past, I totally would have done like the Snow White, like, like falling on the bed and crying. And I would have tried to force this happy ending of like, no, what did I do? How can we make this work? Please choose me. You know, I come like with great tits and woodland creatures. You want me. No, and it was maybe it was like this bad bitch Ursula energy that was just coursing through my veins, but I just packed up my shit, said goodbye, and decided that in that moment, I was the good girl gone bad, and I can always, whenever I want, rewrite my own fucking fairy tale. Thank you.
Look at this rack, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think that my life is complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl, girl who has everything? Look at this box, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got dildos and butt plugs aplenty. I've got ball gags and strap-ons galore. You want anal beads? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people fuck. I want to see them boning. Sitting around on those, what do you call them? Dicks. Licking a pussy is lovely too. Chargling's nice, or just straight up blowing. Swallowing down on a, what's the word? Prick. Up where they screw, up where they run. Trains all day, sex is so fucking fun. Orgasm spree, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live inside an orgy? What would I pay to spend a day with a pro-dom? Betcha they know just where to go. Bet they can really joke a bitch out. Give a whipping, flog or flipping, bruises to show. And ready to know what the kingsters know. Try on some collars and even spreaders. What is an STI? And why does it, what's the word? Burn. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love, love to explore that hot girl with a glove at the party? I'd love to be a slutty girl.
That was Part of That World by Rachel Green. I have a confession. I am not a fan of calisthenics, but I have found a fun new way to get my workout in. I've been working out my vagina, y'all, with the Intensity by Pour Moi. It isn't a vibrator. It's a trip to the gym for your pelvic floor. Intensity is a device that every vulva haver needs. It's a sexual health and stimulation device that tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina. With both internal and external vibration, it delivers a powerful orgasm. A lot of people might be tempted to call it a vibrator, but it's actually much, much more than that. It tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles, and it is scientifically proven that a stronger pelvic floor can lead to stronger orgasms, and Intensity by Pour Moi from In Control Medical gives you that strength. Ellipticals and rowing machines? Bah, humbug. Intensity is like a trip to the gym for your pelvic floor. Life happens, and the natural process of childbirth, aging, and high-impact exercises can take a toll on the health of the muscles that surround the vagina, causing them to stretch and lose tone and tightness over time. Most people know Kegel exercises are important, but Intensity does them better by automatically exercising the muscles of the pelvic floor. You can naturally rejuvenate the vagina by tightening and toning the pelvic floor muscles for more intense orgasms. Intensity lets you balance feeling good with working hard. Not only will Intensity teach you how a properly performed Kegel feels, it also has that vibrating component for your pleasure. And right now, Pour Moi is offering Body Storytelling Podcast listeners $25 off of the Intensity when you go to pourmoi.com and enter the code DIXIE at checkout. And we've discovered that you can combine discounts. So go to their website right now and save even more. That's $25 off plus when you go to PourMoi.com and be sure to use the promo code Dixie. Intensity is pour moi. That means for me. From In Control Medical. It's the one device every woman needs. It's Kegels with a kick. We're at the part of the show where I have to ask you for help. Because this podcast cannot continue without your help. Patreon is how we're paying the bills around here. And I don't sit here in Audacity and edit my own podcast. If I did, it would not be winning all these awards like Forbes and Mashable and Oprah's Magazine and all of those things would not give it to me. But they would give it to Marty, and I gotta pay Marty. So if you could support me at patreon.com/body, support us at whatever level you can. You get free tickets to the live stream if you support us at the $10 a month and up level. You get the live stream replay, which lives only on Patreon. You get interviews with sex-positive kinksters and luminaries and more. And next month, I am starting monthly storytelling workshops so we can sit and geek out and break apart the elements of a great story. Let's get better at life. When we come back out of this thing, we are going to be so fucking good, aren't we? So I hope you can join me for all of those things, and you can find a way to join at patreon.com. Thanks for your support. We're at the end. It's time to say goodbye. But before we leave, I need to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Marty, it would not exist without you. Thank you to video archivist Joe Moore. Thank you to sound engineer David Grossoff. Thank you to Donal Mooney, who is making these gorgeous little pre-show video movies. The countdown before the live stream starts has this whole story with cartoons and movie riffs and all kinds of stuff. I am loving what he's creating for our live stream. Thank you to you. Thank you if you're supporting us on Patreon. Thank you if you're reviewing us at any of the places that you listen to podcasts. Thank you for telling friends. Thank you for joining us for the live stream. And thank you for listening every week to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 145, and I'll see you next week.